Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. She's an author. She's a farmer. She lives off-grid. She's an environmental scientist. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. One of the cow's mamas didn't make it. And so we have a calf.
Oh, no.
Her calf was about maybe several weeks old. And so now we have a bottle calf in the backyard. Gwyneth, have you ever had a bottle calf?
No.
Okay.
I've had a when I was in Geraldton, I had a baby goat that was a lot younger than what the seller told me it was.
No.
And I had to bottle raise it.
Yep. And so you become.
I bought a baby goat, and the seller said, "Oh yeah, it's fine. It can be away from its mom and all that." And,
yeah.
You know, my mum sort of said, that thing needs to be on a bottle.
Yep.
So I had to make a rushed emergency trip and get some calf replacer from the stock supplies and, you know, get taught how to do a, not a bottle calf, but a bottle kid.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
much the same thing, I imagine. It turned out to be a beautiful little thing.
Yeah.
Very tame.
Yeah, very tame, loving, wants hugs. That's always the way it works here.
Yeah.
And they remember us as, you know, mom and dad. That's how they remember us. And when we go into the field, you know, after we turn them loose to be with the rest of the herd, they because it's not fair to keep them away from, you know, their kin, if you will, and when they see us, they come running over. They remember. They remember that we took care of them and they love us. And we give them hugs and they want to be rubbed on and loved. And so they're pampered. They're pampered. And I don't know if they know that we've saved their lives, but they sort of know. And it's a wonderful thing, but it's expensive. It's incredibly expensive. It costs probably $300 at a minimum in terms of calf replacer to do what Mama used to do. It really is expensive. But how can you let one of these things die? You just can't do it. Can't do it. So it's not. It's not a proposition where when you raise a bottle, a calf with a bottle, that, you know, when you ultimately sell that cow, you're going to make the same amount of money that you would make if Mama took care of the cow. Mama does the best job. She really does. So just like Dr. Shuley said, you know, breast milk is the best for raising humans, and the same thing is true for animals. It absolutely is. So, Gwyneth, you
I don't think you could bear to sell it.
No, no. And what
I
we
think
do?
I would have real problems. Yeah.
No. What we do is we put them out in the front yard. What we built a real quick pen last night out of cattle panels. We took three cattle panels and wired them together in a circle, if you will. And that way, they're really strong. They don't need too much support with T-posts if you wire them together in a circle. So you have to overlap probably a foot or two, and probably 18 inches minimum of the cattle panels, and you wire them together, and then you can build a ring, if you will. So the calves, the first time they get in there, they want to charge through that confinement. They can't stand it. They want to be out. And they go face first into the cattle panels until they realize that it's kind of painful, and then they stop. Probably takes about 10 minutes. Then they stop, and they start to calm down. And it's kind of a traumatic experience for them because, where's Mama? She's not there, and the calves are new, and it's rough for them. So we love on them and keep the dogs away from them and have, a roof over their head. And it works. It ultimately works just fine. But they require feeding many times a day, sometimes four, three.
Yep.
And you get down to two, and then you wean them. But it's like having a family. It really is, children.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except for the diapers. No diapers. But
well, you got to mock that.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. So, Gwyneth, propagation, and that's the topic today. And so, class, propagation is multiplication or increasing, making more by a natural process. And it absolutely works. And Gwyneth is going to teach us about propagation because we all need to know about this. Because your life may depend on it.
Yep, and this is the process of getting more trees from your trees, basically. So let's say that you've got one tree and it produces a crop of seeds. And you go out on the tree and then you gather the seeds and then you bring them in and then you've got a bunch of seeds. So then what do you do? So specifically propagation with tree legumes, okay? And most tree legumes, even if the seeds are absolutely fresh, they can be really, really difficult to germinate, and it can be quite a trick to get them to put forth sprouts. That can be quite the thing to do. But it is a rewarding process. It's one I've been learning, teaching myself the last few months over springtime. And I'm getting a little bit good at it. I'd say I've got quite a distance to go, but I'm getting some germination on some species. And other species, I'm getting quite a bit of germination. And specifically, the one species that a lot of people seem to have a lot of difficulty with is moringas. And anybody who has tried to grow moringa trees from seed, I hear you. They can be really, really, really difficult to germinate. Does that make sense, Vincent? Have you ever tried to grow moringa trees from seed?
I certainly have, and I bought some seeds, and I shared them with Dr. Shealy. He was able to grow them really, really well. And we were able to also, except they would get about maybe 2.5 feet tall, then they would die. All of ours. Dr. Shealy had much better success. Maybe his soil was better. Maybe he had more sun. They like it kind of warm. They don't really like it where we live here in Missouri. They like a warmer climate, I think. But I've been trying because I'd like to eat the leaves. Dr. Shealy says, eating those leaves is really nutritious. So I'm still trying. But it's very difficult.
Yeah.
We have the makings of a greenhouse. We have the hoops. We have everything we need except for the end walls and a ventilation system and the plastic. So we're probably halfway there. But I'm going to convert a chicken house, a hoop chicken house. I'm going to raise it up, and it's got cattle panels on it. Put some plastic over that to keep the water out. It's got the ends on it. It's small. It's maybe, let's say 15 feet long, 7-8 feet wide. And the chicken, it's great for the chickens. But I'm going to convert that into a greenhouse, and maybe I'll have more success with moringas and tomatoes and extending the growing season, more like a hoop house.
You are really, really marginal where you are for a climate of growing moringas in the wild. And I think you'll find that it's the soil freezing each year that gets you. And that's what would really, really stop them. That would kill them every winter. Tell me about
Gwyneth, you're breaking up at my end. I don't know if can you get a better signal? You're breaking up at our end.
Okay. Maybe we could reconnect during the ad.
Well, it's working now. Were you saying about about why it's marginal in here in Missouri to grow moringas?
Okay, it would be marginal in Missouri to grow moringas because your soil freezes. You have a frost line,
right,
in your soil,
right,
and that is what would kill them. And they really, really do not like their roots freezing. It kills them.
Absolutely.
And so if you can somehow figure out a way around that, then you might be able to crack that nut. Because if you've got a situation where you get a frost, they will lose, that the soil doesn't freeze, then they'll lose their leaves, but they'll survive and they'll regrow their leaves when the springtime comes and when it gets warm. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and that's why I think the greenhouse would work, because we can keep it warm, and actually if we had to, we could send some hydronic heating in there from the outside wood stove, keep this thing near the outside wood stove, and just run a little bit of heat in through the floor, insulate the floor, and then run some heat above that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, another thing you could do during the winter is you could use your greenhouse for making compost out of cow manure. So you could go and you could collect cow pats with your little all-terrain vehicle, your little ATV and a trailer, and go in the paddocks with a fork or a spade or whatever it is, and then flip up the dried out cow pies into the cart and crush them up and moisten them, not into a slurry, but just so that that they're a bit moist, and make compost.
I am a non-hoop house and representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company
until
you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case.
There you go. Got it. Good girl.
Only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now. 800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply. Silver Solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Fastside, Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Tomorrow, Kathy. And where do you hear some of the real numbers about inflation that that we're experiencing all across the United States and actually other parts of the world, probably in Australia and other countries as well. And then on Friday, Bert has information about what electric vehicles really cost. You won't believe it. You will not believe how much you are subsidizing people who are driving electric cars. You will not believe it. It's going to make your blood boil. So those people who look down at you with their Teslas, will you find out how much you're paying so that they can look down at you with their Teslas? Gwyneth, it seems to me, and we've been saying it over and over and over for a long time, everything's broken. And if we don't grow our own food, and if we don't get out of Dodge, life is going to be really tough. It's going to be really tough if we do that. If we do grow our own food and get out of Dodge. Even the mainstream media has now figured out getting out of Dodge is a really good thing. Growing your food is a real good thing. And they indicate that if it's a little too tough for you, it'd be a little easier if you get out of Dodge and move to the suburbs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was reading an article about, you know, the best vehicles to have in an apocalyptic situation. The author is dumber than a box of rocks. They're talking about, you know, a Jeep, you know, a new Jeep would be great. A new Hummer would be great. I don't think they took into consideration the fact that there might be an electromagnetic pulse, or that there might be nuclear detonations, or that nuclear detonations might be right around the corner based on what's happening in the Middle East right now. China is amassing their warships. We're amassing our warships in the Mediterranean. We're sending troops, and we're sending weapons, and we're sending advisors. I met an advisor who told me that, yeah, well, we actually started a civil war in a foreign country. And then we were there to help and advise what to do. So this was many, many decades ago. But he said he was a guy who was, you know, dropped in with a parachute, he and some of his buddies, and they were told what to do, started a civil war, and then they advised the country what to do about how to quell the civil war. It was a setup. So if you think that we're sending advisors into the Middle East to help them, I think it makes everything worse. Controlled demolition. There's already over 5,000 dead. Already. And, Gwyneth, it seems to me that the media is suppressing the atrocities that are going on in the Middle East right now. Are you sensing that as well?
Yes. And the thing is, none of us can stop any of this from happening. It's going to happen. And it's all prophesied in the Bible. And America and its role are prophesied in the Bible. America is, in the Bible, called Mystery Babylon, Hidden Babylon. And it's called Babylon because you're a land of great towers where people come from all over the world to speak one language and make one nation. And to make a land that's going to rule all lands. That's the idea of America. And that was the same idea that the ancient Babylonians had. And then to top it all off, the leadership in your country worship Moloch in their spare time. So they actually do. And that's why in the Bible, America at the end of days is called Mystery Babylon, the Hidden Babylon. And you get your country gets judged for that. And their judgment is to sit in silence and darkness. And for the modern American, that would be torment. Unimaginable torment.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. USA News Update. Breaking overnight, Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson has been voted by GOP members of the House as Speaker of the House nominee. Johnson became the party's nominee last night after three rounds of voting behind closed doors. Johnson must now convince at least 217 House members that he's the guy to win the Speaker's gavel. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony. People have been eating pasta since at least 5,000 B.C. as we celebrate World Pasta Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This can be slide in.
One or today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take
my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, with all the saber rattling that's going on, the positioning of warships, I don't get it, because in September, the price of propane was about 78 cents a gallon wholesale. Now, you can't get it for that. I can't get it for that. But that's a wholesale price of propane in September.
Yeah, today, I'm fine. I'm good.
The
yeah,
price of propane is 68 cents.
What was that, sorry?
What I was saying, Gwyneth, is that I don't get it, because in September, the price, the wholesale price of propane in the United States was 78 cents a gallon, roughly. 76, 77, 78. Today, it's 68 cents a gallon. So it's fallen precipitously, and yet there are tensions in the Middle East. So the price of energy has come down. You would think that it would increase. with the tensions. I don't get it. There's something that we're not being told.
Yeah. That is really strange. You know, I can't account for that. I can't think of any reason why that would be.
Right. It makes no sense. And the price of oil. The reports that I read, maybe a week ago, suggested that oil, and even yesterday, that the price of oil might hit $140 a barrel. Well, it's $82 a barrel right now.
Wow.
And it's fallen since yesterday. So the price of gasoline has fallen, you know, over the last 10 days around here. The price of diesel is not fallen so much. But it doesn't make any sense. If sabers are rattling and we're staring down World War III, why is it that the market hasn't panicked? Is it everybody's dumb as a box of rocks or what? Or are these all lies that we're getting from the media about what's happening in the Middle East? I don't get it. Because if there's a war in the Middle East, it's going to be real tough to get crude oil out of the Middle East. It's going to be real tough.
It could be that there's backroom deals going on which are artificially suppressing the price.
That's entirely possible. Yeah, so Joe...
Somebody is making money from shorting oil futures on the downside. That would be my guess.
Sure,
I've been watching
prices of gasoline, for example. Whenever there's a presidential election coming up, the price of gasoline goes down. Because people seem to judge the economy by the price of gasoline. They seem to forget that a canister of oatmeal a couple years ago, like two, was $1.79 for the standard size oatmeal, round cylinder of oatmeal, cardboard box. It's now $4. That's for the house brand. That's like Walmart's price is now $4, $3.98 for what used to be $1.79 at Aldi. So the prices of the things that you need, the price of food items that, you know, will help sustain your life, they keep going up. And the lies about inflation being 5.4%, that's nuts. It's nonsense. Nobody in their right mind who actually buys food would believe that. But, you know, the people in Washington, D.C., I don't think they cook. I think they have somebody clean their house, vacuum their floors, wash their windows, wash their cars, change their oil, paint their rooms. They have decorators who they bring in to say, I don't know, what do you think we should, what kind of furniture should we get? So they call in a decorator. The decorator decides what kind of furniture. So we have people who don't even know how to, they certainly don't know how to fix a faucet. They don't know how to stop a toilet from leaking. They don't know how to paint their walls. Home Depot was teaching classes. It was reported that Home Depot was teaching classes on how to use a level, how to use a tape measure. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, a family would teach one of their children. You know, here, daughter, here, son, we're gonna make sure this is level. Here's how you hold a level. Here's how you look at the vial. Here's how you see if it's the same height on the left side as the right side. Just look at this little bubble. People don't know how to do that. People hire, in Europe, people hire someone to hang a shelf on a wall. They don't know how to do it. How's that possible? Here we are. Here we are. We don't know how to read a tape measure.
I'll tell you something that I've heard online, Vincent. You know, there's YouTube videos devoted to handymen. That there's handymen out there, and they start YouTube channels about being a handyman. and you know, just about their daily life of being a handyman. And one of these guys came out recently and said, "You would not believe what's happened in the last since this whole Middle East thing." He said his handyman jobs have completely dried up, that he is no longer able to make a living as a handyman. And this is in the United States. And nobody's got any cash to spare to do anything. And people, I don't know what they're doing because they don't know how to do it themselves and they haven't got the money to hire a handyman to do it. So unless you're of the Washington Clan of Thieves class, I think that not much is getting done by people around their home unless they are trying somehow to figure out how to do it themselves. And what I think the problem is in the younger generation, that they were all raised by childcare. I'll tell you something, the economics of childcare is no longer working out for, there's people who trained, who actually got, like community college sheepskins in being a childcare worker. Could you imagine that? Be a childcare worker back in the day. I had done two of them. I raised them. And I learned how to look after babies. Actually, I learned how to look after babies with my niece because my sister almost died in childbirth. And I had the job changing her baby's nappies and giving them bottles when I was about 17. She had twins. So there were two of them. And, you know, she was really, really, really sick for a while. My mum came over when she was at her sickest and looked after the babies. And then I had, when they were about 5 months old, mum went back to New Zealand. And I came over and helped look after them. And it was all prearranged. We all worked together as a family. And, people are figuring out that it's not economical unless you've got, unless you're practically a millionaire, and even then they're struggling to hire a nanny or to put your children in childcare while you go out to work. That's not working. It's not economical anymore. And that people are going to have to start raising their own children again.
Can you imagine? The dumbest thing a person can do is turn over their children voluntarily to someone who is a child themselves to raise their children. What I'm saying is, how old is a nanny? Typically, they're like 20 years old, right? Maybe 21? How much does a 21-year-old know about raising children? It makes no sense to me to turn the half of the child over to someone else to raise it. But what I'm saying is there's nurture and there's nature. So the nurture is the biological part, mom and dad. The nurture is the raising of the child. So why give half of that child's development to somebody you hardly know? Why would anybody do that? It makes no sense. But these are people who do it by choice. And then they wonder why their children don't turn out right. Because the children want their parents. That's what they want. This calf that's outside in our backyard wants its mother. Unfortunately, its mom is no longer alive. So we can't make that happen. So That's what children want. They want love, they want attention, they want affection, they want to learn, they want to be guided. And why would anybody turn that over to someone who they hardly know, if they know at all? And so what happens? When someone's looking for an auntie, they put an advertisement out there on the internet or social media, you know, and they interview. And then how much do they really know about that person? I suggest not much. It's beyond stupid to turn raising your children over to someone else. And Mrs. Finelli and I were in that position. We absolutely were in that position. I had a job. She had a job. And we were both making about the same amount of compensation. And when it came time to raise a child, first one, Mrs. Finelli quit her job. Our income went to half because her job was now way more important than what her work job used to be. Way more important. That's the raising of our children. And that's what she did. So the last time she worked was when she resigned to raise our children. That was the last time. She hasn't worked since. Well, she works, you know, 24 hours a day here at the farm. But in terms of, you know, going to a job, no. And when the university said, so what are y'all doing? You know, they send these letters out, you know, let us know what you're doing. They want to publish, you know, the latest achievements of the graduates. Well, I sent back that Mrs. Finelli has earned her CHM. And then I delineated what that meant. Certified housewife and mother. Which is the best thing, in my opinion, that a woman can do. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, are you getting more and more unwanted emails from people trying to sell you all kinds of stuff? Flooring, everything you could possibly think of. Are you getting more and more emails from people you don't know and you certainly don't want to do business with?
Yeah. And it's mostly they go directly to my spam folder. And it might be,
okay,
you know, a website that I visited once. And, you know, maybe I got one newsletter or something from them, and then they keep sending me stuff. I'm really not interested. I just wanted one piece of information off the website. You know what I mean?
And, I absolutely do know what you mean.
This
yes.
is it. And it's just like the emails never stop coming, and I've got my one piece of information that I wanted, and I'm really not interested in the rest of it. This is it. And it's the whole world is becoming increasingly desperate. Everybody is relying on currency for doing everything, and there never seems to be enough of the damn stuff. And what we're all going to have to do is figure out how to do things without using currencies to do them. So figuring out how to raise our children without a whole lot of currency, figuring out how to grow our food without a whole lot of currency. What really, really annoys me, okay, this is something that really gets my goat, Vincent, is people who have preparedness websites and they are not endlessly encouraging their people to have home gardens and chicken pens. If you are saying that you are preparedness minded and you are not absolutely full on into home gardening, home orcharding, home farming, having chicken pens, etc., you're not into preparedness. And what it is that your aim in your chicken keeping is to grow the food to feed your chickens. Because one day, the trucks rolling along the highway are going to go away. Those trucks bring grain to the feed frozen produce stores that you go to feed your chicken. And at the moment, I'm still getting grain from my local feed and produce store. But I'm also in season, which is not the right season anymore. The season just ended for this. But in season, also buying seed-bearing trees and forage-bearing trees and fruit-bearing trees from the same local produce store that the mom-and-pop store in my local small town that's about 20 kilometres, 15 miles down the road. And so they will bring out, I'll get on the phone to them with my debit card, and I will say, can you bring me out some dog food and some grain for the chickens and this tree and that tree and the other tree? Because I would have been in there a week before or a month before, and I will ask them, do you still have X, Y, and Z trees? And they will say either yes or no. And if they say yes, I'll say, well, I'll have one of those as well. So they put some trees on the farm truck, and they bring the trees out to me with the grain and the dog food. And that's great, Vincent, and I love it, because it means that I don't have to travel, and it costs me $10 in shipping to get the, I think they're going to have to put their shipping up to $15. It costs less for me to do it that way than for me to get transport into town and then back. To get transport into town and back will cost me $40. That's $40. But I can get my grain and my dog food and some trees shipped from them to here for $10 or $15. So that's what I'm doing. But the thing is that everybody has to get forage trees. You have to go online and find out what trees you can use as forage for your animals. To look at what species of animals that you have, and to look at what trees they would eat in nature if you weren't around. And for cattle, that would be oak and beech trees in your climate. Oak and beech forest. So beech trees, oak trees, other nut trees, hazelnuts, and so on. I can hear music again. I think we're at the top of the hour.
We're going into the top of the hour break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.